loves, this is Lisa, and you're now listening to the Feminine Confessions podcast. Hello. So today we're going to talk about saying no. Honestly, saying no is as easy as saying no, but in this world that we are, in this world, it's just us. There is no way to just say no. Okay, I always say this thing, no is a complete sentence. But the reality is we have thick skulls who do not understand a simple no. And no matter how effective that you try to say the no, it's not going to get it. People are going to feel bad when you say no to them. But you have to learn how to confidently say no without feeling bad about it. And there's one thing my brother used to say to me back then is, I want to learn how to say no like you do. Like you say no without explanation. At first, they said I was wicked for saying no to things without explaining why I said no. But now, they're saying, I want to learn how to say no. Then they can't say no, that they always end up inconveniencing themselves when they want to say no. And I'm saying, just say no. People that will understand will understand. People that will not understand, they will not understand. And that's fine. I don't want everybody to understand me, to be honest. So please, the best way to say no is say it. Don't beat around the bush. Don't offer excuses here and there like, this happened, this happened. Just say no. Sometimes it depends. You can offer a brief explanation if you feel the need to. Or if you don't feel compelled to, if you don't feel the need to, the less the better. Just say no and leave. And be assertive and also be courteous. Don't say no. I beg no. No. Don't be rude. But you can say no. I'm sorry, I can't right now. I'm busy right now. I'm sorry. I appreciate you asking for my help, but I can't right now. And I have my time is dedicated to something else right now. You can always be assertive. You can always take charge. Tell people and let them know whether you can or you can't. So, I want to again is understand people's tactics. Some people, they use manipulation techniques and they do your tactics thing. So, understand all those things. If you understand all those things, it'll be easy for you to say no. It'll be very easy for you to say no. Surely when I think people just come solicitate things from you that are just crazy, and you're just wondering like, yo, why are you asking me this? And then when you try to like tell them like, please no, they try doing small manipulation. You're the only person, and I've asked, you're the only this, you're the only that. Like, they'll start putting you on a pedestal like you're the messiah of their life. Please, that is a tactic, and it's an old one for that matter. Like, I know that tactic. You should know that too. And if you know that, nothing's gonna work. And that's one. And number two, set boundaries. Set boundaries. People have a hard time saying no because they evaluate and understand their role within that relationship. So a lot of times you don't want to say no because they in the first place there was no boundary between them and that person. So you can always set a clear boundary that you know that when I say no to this person, it's not going to affect our relationship and whatnot. They're just going to understand that I can say no and nothing is going to change between us. I'm not just comfortable enough at that moment to do what they ask me to do. And sometimes also boundaries also help people not to ask you in the first place. So for the people thinking of asking you, or a lot of times people ask for outrageous things and you wonder the audacity, like, why are you asking me for these things? Why? So when people understand the dynamic and the role, they won't feel worried about the consequences of saying no. If you understand boundaries, you understand the dynamic in your friendship or relationship, you won't bother about the consequences because you know, the person that you're friends with will understand why you said no in the first place. So you can always, boundaries help. It helps with everything, to be honest. Boundaries helps with everything. So that's one way to say no. So sometimes you can always put the question back to the person. If they ask you for something, for example, like, I can't do this now, but I can do this later. Would you want me to do this at that time? A lot of times I get a no. Oh, don't worry about that. If you can't do it now, there's no need. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Be selfish. Be very, very, very selfish. I know I'm using the word very, very, very. A lot of times we put other people's need first and we neglect ourselves, but we're not the Messiah. You can't neglect yourself and put others first. You matter too. You should be fine too. So be selfish sometimes, okay? Don't prioritize someone else's needs over your needs. You can find ways to put them into your plans and be productive without neglecting yourself. But when you neglect yourself, come on, don't do that. Don't neglect yourself. Like I said before, be assertive, be firm. It will help you. If they can't accept no, if someone cannot accept your no, person is not your friend. A lot of times people always remember when we say no. We can say yes 100 times, and the one time that we say no, that's what they're going to stand on and they're going to get mad about a lot of times. So always stand firm. People who are right for you, people who should be in your life, will understand why you said no, and they're going to be fine about it. But people who think, you know, who start judging your character for saying, you know, and putting yourself first, those people are not meant to be in your life in the first place. So please, my brother, please, my sister, say no. Like, for me, I just say no. It's as easy of, I can't do it, I'm sorry. I don't even say I'm sorry safe sometimes, but I just say no, this is not convenient for me at this point, I can't do this. No, this will affect me later on, I can do this. I can say no to you, but a lot of times that I say no, people take offense. And a lot of times people that take offense for you saying no, if you redirect the question that they're asking you, the things they're asking you for to them, they won't be able to do it for you in any situation. So please, my dear, put yourself first in any situation. Put yourself first. I mean, there are situations where you put someone else's needs. Yeah, certain situations where that will happen. We'll talk about that later. But a lot of times, please say no. There's no effective way. Some people will not even agree and say and accept your no. Like, but you can say no effectively. Some people get killed for saying no. Some people get hurt for saying no. There's really no effective way to say no. But don't let fear make you say yes and, you know, neglect yourselves and try to please other people while neglecting yourself and not treating yourself right. You come first in your life, so treat you right. And when you treat you right, it will reflect on the people around you. So anyway, bye, and thanks for listening. Bye.